We thank the Lord. He has brought us to the last session of this this retreat's message sharing.
我们感谢主把我们带领到信息聚会的最后一堂。
And tonight, we are going to share the last part of Book of Numbers.
今天晚上我们要交通民数记最后一个部分。
Which is from chapter 26 to the end. That's chapter 36.
就是从第26章直到最后第36章。
And the subtitle for tonight is Inheritance in View, and we are ready to take possession.
今天晚上的题目就是产业在望，那么副标题就是说，我们已经预备好去进去得产业。
Shall we turn to Book of Ephesians, chapter 1? Verse 11.
请我们打开以弗所书第一章第十一节。
In him, in whom we have also obtained an inheritance.
以弗所书第一章第十一节前半。 我们也在他里面得了基业。
And this hymn refers to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个他是指的我们的主耶稣基督说的。
In him, God designates us to receive him as our inheritance.
在他里面，神预定我们得他儿子为产业。
Shall we turn to Numbers chapter 13?
让我们打开民数记第13章好吗？
Verse 24. And they came as far as the valley of Ishkol, and cut down thence a branch with one bunch of grapes, and they bore it between two upon a pole, and they brought off the pomegranates and of the figs.
我们从23到24，他们到了以实各谷，从那里砍了葡萄树的一枝，上头有一挂葡萄，两个人用杠抬着，又带了些石榴和无花果来，因为以色列人从那里砍来的那挂葡萄，所以那地方叫做以实各谷。
And then we read verse
27. 第27节。
And they came and went to Moses and to Aaron and to the whole assembly of the children of Israel to the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land.
又告诉摩西说，我们到你所打发我们去的那地，果然是牛奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。
And Numbers 26,
民数记第26章,
52 to
56, 第52节到56节,
And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Unto this shall the land be divided for an inheritance according to the number of the names. To the many, thou shalt increase their inheritance, and to the few, thou shalt diminish their inheritance. To every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot, according to the names of the tribes of their fathers shall they inherit. According to lot shall his inheritance be divided to each, be they many or few in number.
第52节，耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要按着人民的数目，将地分给这些人为业。人多的，你要把产业多分给他们；人少的，你要把产业少分给他们。要照被数的人数，把产业分给个人。虽是这样，还要拈阄分地，他们要按着祖宗各支派的名字。 承受为业，要按着所拈的阄，看人数多人数少，把产业分给他们。
And chapter 34, from verse 1 to 15. But for the sake of time, I will just read verse 1 and 2.
第34章应当包括的是1到15节，但是为了时间的缘故，我们只念第一和第二节。
And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye come into the land of Canaan, this shall be the land that shall fall to you for an inheritance, the land of Canaan according to the borders thereof.
第34章第一节，耶和华晓谕摩西说，你吩咐以色列人说，你们到了迦南地，就是归你们为业的迦南四境之地。
As we come approaching the end of book of Numbers,
当我们来到民数记最后的一部分，
We see the Israel people has been brought by the Lord to the plain of Moab.
我们看见以色列人被神带领来到了摩押平原。
And God commanded Moses, and by then the priest is the son of Aaron, who is Eleazar.
神就吩咐摩西叫他和亚伦的后裔以利亚撒一同来分产业。
To number the males 20 years and upward.
首先他们是来数点20岁以上的男丁。
Right after this numbering,
在数点之后，
God commanded to Moses that you shall divide the land to portion out to each tribe as their inheritance.
神就吩咐摩西说，你应当按着以色列的各支派把产业分给他们为业。
In the New Testament time,
在新约时代里，
we see apostles writing.
我们看见使徒的书信。
They have a spiritual seeing and understanding that this inheritance to us is nothing but our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们有属灵的看见和认识，就是这些产业乃是指着基督而不是别的。
And the land of Canaan is a type of the abundance of our Lord Jesus.
迦南地乃是预表基督里的丰富。
When the 12 spies they came back searching out the land,
当十二个探子从迦南地窥地回来之后，
they brought a report says, "Surely this land flows with milk and honey."
他们的报告说，是的，那地实在是牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a beautiful, it's a bountiful, it's a very fertile land.
那是美好宽阔。牛奶与蜜之地。
And that speaks about the abundance of our Lord.
那是讲到我们主耶稣基督的丰盛。
I think every redeemed one, every born again child of God,
我们相信每一个蒙救赎从神重生的神的儿女们，
we have foretasted the goodness of our Lord Jesus already.
我们都已经预尝了我们主耶稣基督的美善。
And we can report to ourselves and to our brothers and sisters.
我们可以向自己说，也可以向弟兄姊妹们说。
Surely our Lord Jesus, He is good.
是的，我们的主耶稣实在是美善。
In Him, I see such a beauty.
在他里面，我看见那个美丽。
That no one on earth can match with Him.
无一人在世上能与他相比。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that true?
弟兄姊妹，
our true spiritual experience.
弟兄姊妹，难道这不是真实的吗？不是我们真实属灵的经历吗？
I still remember in my early years when the Lord reveals himself to me, just a glimpse that just strikes me down to the ground.
我记得在我还年轻的时候，当主让我一稍微一窥他自己的丰盛与美丽的时候，真是把我整个人打倒。
Even today, when I thought about his beauty,
甚至到了今天，当我思想他的美丽。
You know, in some hymns, the English writer, they use a word, my soul transport with joy.
在英文的诗歌里面，作者这样描述说，在我的魂里面
充满了喜乐。
我的魂里充满了喜乐。
Transport means you've been brought from one realm to the other.
意思就是说，我们从一个境界被带到另外一个境界。
You haven't tasted anything like this in the earthly realm.
在属地的 任何范围里，从没有人能够尝过这个滋味。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
That is the portion that God our Father has designated to each and every one of His child.
这就是我们的父神为每位他儿女所量定的份。
And here we see in the passages we just referred.
在这里我们刚才所读的经文里面我们看见
How the Father would portion out each one's inheritance to us.
我们的父怎样要把产业分给我们每一个他的儿女。
After the second census, the number has taken.
在第二次的数点之后
God commanded Moses, you shall allot to everyone according to the number of their names.
神吩咐摩西说你要按着每一个人的名字数目把产业分给他们
For the tribes with more names they shall increase the inheritance the portion
如果这个支派的人数多产业也要分得多
For the one has little number they will diminish their inheritance
而人数少的产业也随着减少
Each name represents a life in Christ
每一个名字都代表在基督里面的生命。
We will receive Christ according to the measure of our life in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们所得的产业呢，是根据我们在基督里面生命的度量。
Some people, when we receive the Lord,
有些人当我们接受主基督的时候
，we receive some teaching and we were charged up to work for the Lord.
啊，我们接受了一些教导，那整个人就被充满，然后我们就去的。
我们被激励出去做工
啊，我们就被激励去做工去了。
But we ignored our spiritual life that we received in Christ our Lord.
可是我们却忽略了我们在基督里面要去得生命。
We may have running around doing many good works for the Lord, but our life is still very, very limited, very immature.
啊，虽然我们在那里。认真的为主做工，可是生命却非常的微小。
Brothers, sisters, if you enter into that, then your portion will be diminished.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们进入那样的范围，那我们的产业就减少。
According to the names, the numbers of their names, you should portion out their inheritance.
分产业的原则呢，是按照人名数目来给他们分的。
And everyone has his own portion.
每个人都有他当得的产业
which is allotted to everyone by God our Father
乃是我们的父神为我们量定的
Brothers and sisters how shall we ask the Lord to give us a heart to pursue Him so His life may increase in us just like John the Baptist's prayer He shall increase I shall decrease
弟兄姊妹们我们当如何向主求求他吸引我们让我们追求他的心智能够加增如同施洗约翰所说的他必增加我必减少
And our portion shall be according to our father's household and tribes
我们所得的份呢是按着宗族家世来分配的
Brother and sister that speaks out about our special characteristic in Christ
弟兄姊妹们，这讲到我们在基督里面的特点。
Everyone, God will never wipe out our own individualities.
弟兄姊妹们，神从来不会把我们个人的个格给抹杀掉。
He won't change you that some later on nobody will recognize you as you.
他不会把你改变到一个后来没有人能够认识您是哪一位。
But he will let your individuality remain.But change your form into the likeness of Christ.
他乃是保留了你的个格，可是要把基督来成形在你里面。
And as we read chapter 34,
当我们读第34章的时候
，The Lord allowed Moses to see the whole land of Canaan.
我们的主让摩西来看到整个迦南全境
，its border surrounded.
啊，看见它的四围。
Brother and sister, that's a great revelation of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，那是我们主耶稣基督的一个伟大的启示。
How many years have you been in Christ?
你在基督里面有多少年了呢？我来问你。
How much have you seen you searched the fullness and abundance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你对基督的丰盛丰满到底有多少的看见过？
Is it in your head or is it in your spirit?
是在你的头脑里呢，还是在你的灵里？
Once you have a glimpse of him, glimpse of him.
当我们对他稍有一瞥的时候，
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we know we can't search him out.
我们就知道我们无法把他彻透。
It's so vast, so immense.
他乃是这样的浩大，这样的浩瀚。
So no one can measure out the fullness of Christ but the body of him.
所以无一人能够把基督彻透，除了他的身体之外。
Only the body of Christ, the church, can attain the measure of Christ and express the fullness of Christ.
只有他的基督的身体能够达到，并且把基督的丰满表现出来。
That is what we mentioned. Why, in God's eyes, there's only one church. It's not many, many churches.
这就是为什么我们说，在神的眼中只有一个教会，不是有许多的教会。
We receive inheritance individually, but not independently.
我们得产业是个别的得，但不是独立的得。
We receive the inheritance with all of our brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们乃是与所有的弟兄姊妹一同进去得业。
That is the first thing I want to share.
这是我今天晚上所要交通的第一个点。
Then the second session.
第二个部分。
Shall we read number chapter one?
我们好不好读民数记第一章？
Verse 45 to 46.
第45到46节。
And all those that were numbered of the children of Israel, according to their fathers' houses, from 20 years old and upward, all that went forth to military service in Israel, all they that were numbered were 603,550.
这样，凡以色列中被数点的，照着宗族，从20岁以外能出去打仗被数的，共有603,550名。
Then we turn to Numbers 26, verse 51.
那我们打开第26章。
These were the numbered of the children of Israel, 601,730. 51节。
第26章的第51节，以色列人中被数的共有601,730名。
And then we read 26:63-65.
那我们再读第26章的63-65节。
These are they that were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan of Jericho. But among these there was not a man numbered by Moses and Aaron, the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For Jehovah had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness, and there was not left a man of them, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun.
第63节，这些就是被摩西和祭司以利亚撒所赎的，他们在摩押平原与耶利哥相对的约旦河边赎点以色列人，但被赎的人中没有一个是摩西和祭司亚伦从前在西乃的旷野所赎的以色列人，因为耶和华论到他们说，他们必要死在旷野，所以除了耶夫尼的儿子加勒和嫩的儿子约书亚以外，连一个人也没有存留。
So in this section, I will share who can enter into the promised land and inherit their portion.
在这段里面和弟兄姊妹要交通的就是谁能够进迦南地并且得他为业。
We read in Numbers chapter 1.
我们在民数记第一章里面读到。
All the people who are included in the first census, they all died after 38 years.
所有在那里被数点的人，在38年之后全都死了。
Except Caleb and Joshua.
除了加勒与约书亚之外。
So the one who was numbered the second time are the new generations merged from the wilderness within this 38 years.
我们在第二次的数点看见的人，乃是在旷野里面出生成长的一般人。
They were either born or grew up in the past 40 years in the wilderness.
他们或是在这40年中出生于旷野，或是在旷野里面长大的。
We know this generation, not only they grew up in the wilderness.
我们知道这一代人，他们不仅是在旷野里成长的。
Because of constant moving, so they are accustomed to that lifestyle.
他们因着不断的搬家的缘故，他们已经习惯了这种生活的形式。
Use human language, they are resilient toward the rough condition and circumstances.
用另外一句话来说，就是他们已经，
他们对于那个艰难的环境和遭遇，他们有韧性。
他们对于艰难的环境和这些困境已经有韧性。
Use modern term, they are not wimpy ones.
什么叫 wimpy?
软趴趴的人。
用现代化的说，就是他们不是一般软趴趴的人。
They have faith in the Lord.
他们在主里有信心。
And they are fit for that condition.
他们已经预备好来应付这个环境。
They were made by the Lord.
他们是主所制作的。
They did not say things according to their own feelings.
他们不按照他们的感觉来行事。
But they do things according to what God commanded to them.
他们还是根据神所命令的来行事。
Brothers and sisters, that's the new generation who will receive inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，这就是来承受产业的新一代人。
Oftentimes, we Christians, we know what God has portioned out for us, destined us.To receive.
我们作为基督徒，我们都知道神所预备给我们的那一份产业。
But yet we come to the Lord, say, Lord, I'm so weak.
但是我们来到主跟前，跟他说：“主啊，我是如此软弱。”
Yes, the first generation we will say that word.
是的，第一代人他们会这样说。
We are weak.
我们是软弱的。
And we are unworthy.
我们是不配的。
We don't deserve.
我们是
because in me, full of failures.
这些因为我们满了失败的缘故是不配得的。
But in the second generation,
但是在第二代里
they come out and they say, yes, Lord, we will go in.
他们来到主的跟前说，是的，主，我们要进去。
Brothers and sisters, that typifies two lives in you and in me.
弟兄姊妹们，这第一代和第二代人就是预表到在你我里面的那两个人。
The first generation,is our old self, our natural man.
第一代人就是预表着我们的旧人。
The new generation typifies the life in Christ we receive from above in believing in Him.
第二代人是我们因着信从基督所得着的新生命。
And this new generation, they were trained in the rough condition and the tough situations.
这第二代人，这新生命乃是在一个艰难困苦的环境中被训练长成的。
Not only they were trained,
他们不但是被训练的
，but also they have been tested,
而且被试验过。
We remember in chapter 21,
我们记得在第21章里面
，they came across some of the kings in the land of Canaan, not Canaan, in the east side of the River Jordan.
他们遇见了在约旦河东的几个王，他们的地图。
And they vowed a vow before the Lord, Lord, if you given them to us, then we will utterly destroy them, and we will take possession for you.
他们向主许愿说：“主啊，你若把他们赐给我们，我们就把他们全都毁灭，并且得他们的地为业。”
So they won a beautiful victory over the king of Arad.
所以他们就在亚拉德王面前得胜，非常漂亮的得胜。
And we also see they have defeated the king of Amorite, Sihon.
他们也得胜了亚摩利王西宏。
Also the king of Basha 二，
还有巴山王二。
Brothers and sisters, they have been tested.
弟兄姊妹们，他们是经过试验。
God trained them.
神已经训练好他们。
It's not because they are able.
并不因为他们能干。
It's not because they are supermen.
他们并不是超人。
It's not because they are better than anyone else.
也不是因为他们比任何其他人更好。
But God knows what he's doing.
但神知道他在做什么。
Through this journey, 38 years wandering around in the wilderness,
在这38年不断在旷野的绕行过程中，
they grew up,
他们长大了，
and they matured,
他们成熟了，
and they been tested,
他们被试验过了。
Any army would engage into a major battle,
任何一个军队他们要去打一个大仗之前，
the commander in chief will test runHis trained army.
他们的元帅会先把他们带去做一个试验的打仗。
To fight a small war.
去打一个小的仗。
To see if they are good enough for that major battle.
试试他们是不是够好，可以真正去打大仗。
So God trained his people also. In the east side of River Jordan, they have been tested. As we mentioned, this wilderness is a testing ground.
如同我们所说的，旷野就是一个试验场，所以神就在约旦河东那几个王的地图上面来试验他的军队。
Brothers and sisters, this is the new generation fit for receiving the inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是那一代，新的一代是预备好来得产业的。
Have you ever met any spiritual warfare yet?
你是否曾经经历过属灵的征战？
Most of struggles within our own human nature, that's not spiritual war.
在我们人性中的那些挣扎并不是属灵的征战。
In a strict sense, that's not spiritual war.
在一个严格的意义来说的话，那不是属灵的征战。
You encounter the evil force outside of your own physical body, then you know what the spiritual war really is.
是在你外面也遇见那个仇敌权势的那种的征战。
But unless we ourselves, our natural man, be put to death and a new man rise up,
除非我们的旧人被致死，而新人能够被建立。
The Lord won't use us to fight that spiritual war.
神就不会使用我们去打那样的仗。
Brothers and sisters, how merciful our Father is.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的父是何等的慈悲。
He knows our condition.
他认识我们的光景。
And when I thought about this,
当我想到这个的时候，
I give thanks to our Father.
我就把感谢归给父神。
And also I give thanks for the elderly Christians in our midst.
我也为着我们中间的年长的基督徒们感谢神。
They were my cover because I'm so young. I haven't been trained.I'm not capable to fight spiritual war. All the difficulties fall upon those experienced and elderly, mature Christians around me.
我感谢他们的原因呢，是因为我是如此的年幼，尚未接受训练，还不能够去打这样的硬仗，所以这些的年长弟兄姊妹就成为我的遮盖。
But once the covering is taken off, I will be exposed under the attack of the enemy.That's a fearful thing.
但是当这个遮盖被挪走的时候，我就直接暴露在仇敌的攻击当中，那是一个可怕的情况。
Brothers and sisters, God is so kind and so merciful.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是如此的仁爱，如此的慈悲。
And he lead us, he loved us even better than any father on earth.
他爱我们远胜过地上任何的父亲。
Then the second group of people thatis qualified to enter into the land of Canaan.
那么第二个团体，他们可以配进迦南得业的。
Just two males.
是两个弟兄。
Caleb and Joshua.
加勒与约书亚。
I don't think I need to further illustrate them.
我相信我不需要再更加解释他们的情况。
Because Caleb has another spirit.
因为加勒另有一个心智，另外一个灵。
And his spirit always stands.On the side of our Lord,
他的灵永远是站在主的这边。
He never see how many crowd on that side.
他从不会看说那边到底有多少人。
He stand on the side of the Lord.
总是站在主的这边。
I remember when I was young, I read a book by English brother.
在我年幼的时候，我读过一本英文的著作。
He said, "What is majority?"
他说什么是多数呢
？He said, "Me plus God, that's majority."
他说我加上神，那就是多数。
Even the whole world say something else.
即使全世界说某一件事情。
In numbers, they are the a numerous crowd.
在数量来说，他们的确是难以计数的。
But if I stand on God's side.Then that's the majority.
但是当我站在神这边的时候，我们就是多数。
That's Caleb's spirit.
那就是加勒的灵。
And that's the spirit of Joshua too.
那也是约书亚的灵。
Brothers and sisters, especially young brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
I pray to the Lord that you guys in your early years will have this kind of experience.
我向主求，在你们年幼的时候、年轻的时候就有这样的经历。
When you face an issue in your life,
当你遇见你生命中的一些问题的时候
，When you face some problems, spiritual problems in your walk with the Lord,
当你遇见了在与主同行的一些属灵问题的时候
，People may suggest you take a stand this way.
有人也许跟你建议说，就用这样的方式
，or your inclination.Want to choose that way.
或是你自己的倾向就是要选择这个方式。
But somehow, the sense of life within you say, no, stand here firm with the Lord.
但是在你里面有一个生命的感觉告诉你说不应当在这里坚定地跟主站住。
I pray to the Lord that we will have young brothers and sisters will choose this way. Stand by the side of the Lord.
我祷告求主让我们青年弟兄姊妹们就是这样选择跟主站在一边。
Then you will be qualified to enter into his inheritance.
那你就有资格来得产业。
The third group,
第三个团体。
It's not very evidently you can find it, but we know it, it's the fact.
在经文里面你不容易很快就找到它，但是我们知道这是个事实。
The priests,And all the Levites who serve the household of God, the tabernacle, take care of charge of those things, they were allowed to enter.
那就是祭司和利未人，因为他们乃是看守圣所和所有一切帐幕的事物的。
I myself think because they didn't take the evil report and stand by the side of the rest of the Israel people.
我想他们是因为没有接受那个恶信而站在那些群众的那一边。
They didn't rebel against God.
他们没有背叛神。
So if we learn to serve the Lord,
如果我们学习侍奉神
it's really a protection.
那实在是一个保护。
Because we have responsibility, we cannot stand aside, at that side.
因为有责任在身的缘故，我们就不会选择在那个反对神的那
边。Don't you have this experience?
难道你没有这样的经历吗
？If you have the responsibilities to host a Bible study,
如果你有一个责任要带领一个读经
，then for sure you will prepare yourself, right?
那么你一定会预备，对不对
？You won't use your leisure time to do something else.
你不会把那个空余的时间去做别的事。
I know some of our dear brothers.
我知道有一些亲爱的弟兄。
Evening, when they get off work,
在他们每一个晚上下了班之后
，before they take any spiritual responsibilities,
在他们还没有承担属灵责任之前
，they would use their leisure time at will,
他们就按着自己，他们就随着自己的意思用他们的空余时间
，in the internet,
在网际网络上面去到处找。
When you get onto the internet, you can go everywhere of the globe, right?
你一旦上了网络以后，你就可以跑到世界的任何一个角落。
But after they shoulder the responsibility of the Bible study group,
但是当他们的承受了这个读经的小组的责任之后
，they changed.
他们改变了。
Every night, after meal, they go back to their study and fellowship with the Lord in the Word.
每个晚上他们吃过晚餐他们就到主的跟前去读主话语。
What a blessing! What a protection!
这是何等的祝福何等的保护。
I don't mean that everyone has to be a group leader to have that life.
我并不是说你有这样的责任以后你才可以这样做。
But you take it as God assigns you this responsibility. You prepare for the meeting, no matter what if you are a leader or not.
那是不管你是不是这个读经的带领者，你就是把神。
I enter into the meeting. I have the responsibility to bring the life of Christ among the midst of brothers and sisters.
啊，因为我需要参加读经聚会的缘故，我就担起这个责任，我要把生命、把丰富带到聚会。
So I prepare at home.
所以我在家里预备。
I pray before go to the meeting.
我在去聚会前就祷告。
So enter into the meeting. My spirit is all warmed up. I don't need ice breaking.
啊，在进入聚会之前，我的灵已经是预备好、热热身的，
but,
我不需要再什么破冰这个活动。
But nowadays we see so many cold Christians. Because we don't take spiritual responsibilities.
但是今天我们看见许许多多非常冷淡的基督徒，因为他们没有担起属灵的责任。
I mean cold doesn't mean that you come to meetings, but you come to meeting with cold heart.
我说的冷是来聚会，可是里面是冷冷的。
Unprepared spirit.
是没有预备的灵。
Brothers and sisters, that's you willingly give up your portion.
弟兄姊妹，如果这样的话，你就是自愿的放弃了你的产业。
If your life is little, your portion will be diminished accordingly.
如果你的生命是幼小的，那么你的产业也就随之减少。
I wish this will be some encouragement to every one of us.
盼望这是对我们弟兄姊妹们的一个勉励。
The priests and Levites, they were preserved. They all enter into Canaan.
祭司和利未人他们蒙保守，全体进入得产业。
Because when the tabernacle is going forward, they have to bear it.
因为当约柜往前走，帐幕往前走的时候，他们必须要肩抬这些器具。
Then we come to another group, which is very special.
那我们来到另外一个团体，他们是很特别的。
In chapter 27.
在第27章里面
The daughters of Zelophehad
就是希罗菲哈的女儿们
By the commandment of God only the males and 20 years upward is qualified to receive the inheritance
按照神的命令呢是所有20岁以上的男丁他们才有资格来得产业
But these five sisters they don't have brothers
但是这五位姊妹他们没有弟兄
And their fatherpassed away with his generation.
他们的父亲在他们那一代人中间灭亡了。
But they have a longing to receive a portion for their father.
可是他们有一个渴慕为他们的父亲来得产业。
I don't know how many of us, we have a longing to receive Jesus more in your life.
我不知道我们中间有多少人里面爱慕能够多得基督为产业。
May he increase in me.
愿他在我里面加增。
May he reveal himself more to me.
愿他将自己更多启示给我。
Brothers and sisters, that delights God's heart.
弟兄姊妹们，这是在叫神的心欢喜。
They have a strong desire.
他们有强烈的心愿。
To receive a portion of inheritance.
他们有强烈的心愿要得产业。
So they made a special petition to Moses.
所以他们来到摩西的面前来祈求，有特别的祈求。
So Moses brought their petition before God.
而摩西就把他们的要求带到神的跟前去。
And God says, their desire is right.
那么神说他们的愿望是对的，是非常好的。
And so they will receive their portion.
所以他们应当得他们的份。
Brothers and sisters, that's grace, extra grace.
弟兄姊妹们，这呢是一个特别的恩典。
We can receive that extra grace.
我们是可以得那一个特殊的恩惠的。
Some Christians, they think, the Lord hasn't portioned this to me, but portioned to our brother John. Because he loved the Lord more. He has greater stature than me.
我们也许会说，因为伯弟兄他的属灵身量比较高，他比较爱主，所以我得的产业绝不可能像他那么多。
No, that's not true. You have a chance to get extra grace.
不是这样的，乃是你自己就是可以得那个多得产业。
If you have a longing,
如果你有那个渴慕。
If you have the courage to bring this as a petition before the Lord,
如果你有勇气向主去这样的要求。
We know in church history,
我们知道在教会历史上
And also we see some brothers and sisters surround us.
而且我们看见就是今天有许多在我们中间的弟兄姊妹
Somehow the Lord touched their heart.
就是神就用一种方式摸走他们的心
And they run after Christ.
他们就起来他们就快跑的来跟随主
Brothers and sisters, that's a beautiful thing.
弟兄姊妹那是一个很美丽的事情
In church life, we see this quite often.
在教会生活里我们常常看见这样的事
I don't know if you admire or envy these brothers and sisters or not
我不知道你心中是不是羡慕这样的弟兄姊妹
But every time I see someone have a love for the Lord I ask the Lord Lord give me the same heart so I can run after you like him or her
但是每次我看见这样的弟兄姊妹的时候这些榜样就激励我向主说主啊愿你使我像他们那样有那样的心智。
May we be like the daughters of Zelophehad.
愿我们都像希罗菲哈的女儿们。
Then we read Numbers 27 verse 18.
我们来读第二十七章的十八节。
We know in that before this verse, God told Moses, "Your life, your time on earth is up, and I will bring you to the mountain of Pisgah, and." Afterwards, you will depart from the earth.
因为在这一节之前，神曾经向摩西说：“你在世上的日子满了，我要带你到披斯加山去看迦南地，然后你就要离开这个世界。”
And so Moses asked the Lord, "Who may you choose among your children a man who can succeed me to take the lead?" To lead your people.
所以摩西就向神说求你为你的百姓立一个人来接续我这个职事带领你的百姓进迦南
And in verse 16 to 17 Jehovah saying Let Jehovah the God of the spirit of all flesh set a man over the assembly who may go out before themAnd who may come in before them, and who may lead them out, and who may bring them in, that the assembly of Jehovah be not as sheep that have no shepherd. And Jehovah said, verse 18, said to Moses, Take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit.
第十六节到十八节。愿耶和华万人之灵的神立一个人治理会众可以在他们面前出入也可以引导他们免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般耶和华对摩西说嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的你将他领来按手在他头上
Here God talked about Joshua
这里神讲到约书亚
And God command Joshua as he is a man in whom is the spirit.
神对约书亚的评论是说他是心中有圣灵的。
I would like to use Joshua as a representative of the whole new generation.
我要用约书亚来代表整个新一代的以色列人。
He is a man in whom is the spirit.
他乃是呢心中有圣灵的一个人。
We know every child of God who is truly born again.
我们知道每一个神的儿女真正重生过的。
In each one of us, we have the Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit.
在我们每个人里面都有圣灵在里头。
But what is special about Joshua?
但是约书亚有什么特别呢?
We know Joshua, he was trained and grew into maturity in spirit with the rest of the new generation.
我们知道约书亚呢是跟着那新一代人被训练而成长出来的。
I'll point out three things about him.
我要提出关于他的三个特点。
In his early years, once he was moved by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
在他年幼的时候，当他被圣灵感动。
In his encounters of life, he accepted the arrangement of the Holy Spirit.
在他生活中所有的遭遇里头，他接受圣灵给他的安排。
We call this the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们称这个叫做圣灵管制的功课。
He never reject any circumstances come upon him.
他从来没有拒绝临到他的任何环境
or try to run away
或是去逃避
or pout before God
或是顶撞神
Brothers and sisters, that is how the Spirit will enlarge his capacity within
弟兄姊妹这就是圣灵如何扩大他里面生命度量的方式
Then the second stage
那么另外一个阶段
The Spirit is in him He learned to live in Spirit
当圣灵在他里面之后他就学着活在灵里
not live in his logic
啊，不是活在他的逻辑里
not in, live in his reasoning
不是活在他的推理理性里
理由里 not live in his own emotion
也不活在他的情绪里
not live in man's will
也不活在人的愿望里
you know for us all We are so accustomed to human things, human feelings.
弟兄姊妹，我们都何等习惯于用人的方式来处理。
We are accustomed to live in the soulish realm.
我们非常习惯于活在我们魂生命的方式里，的境界里。
But through the discipline of the Holy Spirit, Joshua entered into the second stage of his learning. He learned to live in the Spirit.
但是借着圣灵管制这个阶段使他能够学会活在灵里边
That is, he sends the Holy Spirit instruction and anointing within him
就是说他能够感觉到圣灵在里面的引导和给他的膏抹
I don't know young brothers and sisters you ever learned this lesson yet
啊，弟兄姊妹们我不知道我们年轻的弟兄姊妹是否学了这样的功课
First in your own personal daily things
首先就是在你个人的每天的生活里
you learn to live in the spirit that means let the spirit in charge of your life in charge of your conduct
你学习活在灵里面就是让圣灵来引导你每一样的生活
then when you come into the service of God's house
然后你来到神家中的侍奉里
you will sense the Holy Spirit anoint you
你会感觉到圣灵就膏抹了你。
When you bring issues before the Lord, you will hear His voice, small voice within, guide you.
当你带问题来到他跟前的时候，你会听到那细微小的声音告来引导你。
That is the condition of Joshua.
那就是约书亚的光景。
Then the third stage, he will follow the Holy Spirit.
那么第三个阶段，他就是随灵而行。
Walk in the Spirit.
就是随灵而行。
Everything he is in accord with the Holy Spirit.
在每一件事上，他都与圣灵完全一致。
Brothers and sisters, don't think this is unreachable or unattainable in our daily life.
不要认为说这是在我们生活中不可能达到、不可能实行的关键。
If you care to learn.To care about the Holy Spirit within you, then you will grow from one stage to the other, entering into that realm.
如果你在意圣灵在你里面这些的带领的话，你就能够达到这样的光景。
Then God can testify for you. You are a man. In you, there is the Spirit.
那么神就能够为你做见证说，你乃是心中有圣灵的人。
This is the representative of the.Characteristics of the new generation.
这是乃是用来代表着新一代人他们属灵的特点。
Then the third session, I'm going to go on.
第三个段落我要交通的。
How do they receive their inheritance?
他们是如何得着产业的
？From Numbers chapter 33, verse 1 to 49.
从民数记第33章1到49节
We know this passage is a conclusion is a record of the whole journey
这一段经文乃是他们整个旅程的一个总结也是一个完整的记录
We mentioned 41 times use the word removed and 41 times use the word encamped
有41次在这里记载说他们起行他们安营
So they have stopped 42 stations in the wilderness along the way.
所以他们在整个行程中完全经过了42站。
And in this 42 stations,
在这42站当中
all the boys and girls, all the young ones,
所有的男女年轻人
they learn to help their parents to set up the tent or to take up the tent and pick up all the utensils.
他们学习跟随他们的父母来立帐幕，拆卸帐幕，然后去搬这些器具。
Forgive me to say something.
请原谅我来说一些话。
Nowadays, young people, you were born and live in a very affluent situation.
今天的年轻人他们是生长在一个非常丰富的环境里边。
Like my grandson.
我很喜欢我的孙子。
His other grandpa.
他的另外一个他的爷爷。
My daughter-in-law, 他的公公。
他的
公公外公。
对，他的外公。
My daughter-in-law's father.
是我的媳妇的父亲。
They live also in Seattle vicinity.
他们也在住在西雅图附近。
So every week he would go to see his grandson.
他每周都会去看他的孙子。
Every time he meet his grandson, there's a gift.
每一次他看他外孙的时候
box,
总是给礼物的。
A lot of toys.
所以他就这个孙子就得了很多礼物。
So his little room filled with toys.
所以他的小小的房间里面是被礼物充满的。
I don't know, if you grew up in that kind of situation.
我不知道你是不是在那样的环境。
Sometimes I visit brothers and sisters. Their kids said, I'm bored.Dad, I'm bored.
有些时候我去看弟兄姊妹的时候，他们的孩子说：“父亲呐，我真是感觉无聊。”
With all the toys, you are bored.
有这么多的玩具，可是感觉很无聊。
I want something new.
我要一些新颖的东西。
But for this young generation, they walk in the wilderness.
可是在旷野里面成长的新一代
，They don't have toys.
他们没有玩具的。
They don't have showers every day.
他们每天也不能够多洗澡。
They don't have fresh food except manna.
他们也没有什么其他的食物除了玛纳之外。
But they are not bored.
但是他们永远没有感到。
I remember when I was young.
我记得我年轻的时候。
From age 0 to 5, I was with my grandfather.
从零岁到五岁，我是跟祖父在一起住。
I didn't know my parents.
我不认识我的父母。
When I was first brought to my parents' house, I don't know who they are. I don't know how to call them.
我第一次被带到父母家中的时候，我不认识他们是谁。
My grandfather was an old man.
我的祖父是一个年长的。
Limited with energy, up weighing his 70s, and I was a little boy.
我是个小小孩，他是一个70岁的老人。
My firstMemories. Every morning I get up, I went out, and I play whole day outside. I was never bored.
我的记忆就是说，每天早晨我一起床，我就跑到外头玩一天。
All the things I learned in life, I learned in that 5 years.
这就是我那五年所学到的东西。
Brothers and sisters, I use this illustration.
弟兄姊妹，我用这个例子。
You don't need any outward material.To bring up your inner life.
你不需要用外面的任何东西来把你里面的生命提升。
But the love of God.
只需要神的爱。
The environment he assigned to you.
借着他所指定给你的环境。
That's the best situation for you.
那就是对你最好的环境了。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
That is, they were trained. That 42nd.42 stations.
这就是他们在那42站行程当中所接受的训练。
So, the Lord instructs them that they can face spiritual warfare ahead of them.
所以主就指示他们说，你们已经可以去迎接摆在前面的征战。
And so, in number 33, verse 50 to 56.
所以在第33章的50到56节里，
the Lord instructs them thatWhen they enter into the land of Canaan,
主就指示他们说，当你们进入迦南地的时候
，they will meet the inhabitants of that land.
你们将遇见那里的居民
，and also see their idols.
你会看见他们的偶像
，their carved out images.
他们所站成的石像
，and they will see their idol worship altars.
你会看见他们。敬拜偶像的祭坛。
God instructed them, you shall utterly destroy them.
主告诉他们说，你们必须把他们一一的除尽。
That is how you fight spiritual war.
这就是你打属灵征战的方式。
You will take the side of the Lord and be absolute about it.
你必须站在主这边，绝对的。
Even though you may offend other people.
即使你可能因此得罪的人。
But you don't offend God.
但你不会得罪神。
Brothers and sisters, that is fighting spiritual war.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们打属灵征战的方法。
And never compromise.
永远不要妥协。
People can kill your physical body, but cannot destroy your soul and your spirit.
人可以杀我们的身体，却不能毁灭我们的灵魂。
That is how they learn. They become resilient and they become faithful to God's commandment.
这就是他们学习成为有韧性并且向着神有忠心的一般百姓。
Brothers and sisters, in chapter 32,
弟兄姊妹们，在第32章里，
That's the last battle Moses fought together with God's people.
是摩西与他的神的百姓们最后一次的征战。
God commanded Moses, you should destroy Midianite to revenge for me.
神命令摩西说，你必须打败米甸人为我复仇。
Because Midianite caused the people of Israel to sin, to fall into idolatry.
因为米甸人曾经叫以色列人犯罪去拜了偶像。
Brothers and sisters, that's chapter 30, I think I jumped a little bit. That's chapter 31.
弟兄姊妹们，那应该是第31章。
And we know that the Lord used them to fight against the spirit behind the idol.
就是主借着以色列人来与在偶像之后的灵征战。
Then we come to chapter 32.
那我们来到第32章。
How do they receive the inheritance?
他们怎样得产业呢？
In chapter 32, we see the two and a half tribes, the Reuben and the Reubenite, the Gadite, and also the half tribe of Manasseh.
那就是两个半支派，流便、加德和马拿西半支派。
They saw the east side of River Jordan is good for their cattle.
他们看约旦河东的平原很适合他们的饲养牲畜。
So they come to Moses, can we receive this land as our inheritance?
他们就来到摩西跟前说，我们可以不可以得这块地做我们的产业？
Moses said, no, no, no. Unless you take your armor and cross the riverOf Jordan with your brothers and fight together with them.
摩西说，不不，除非你们带着兵器过约旦河，与你们的弟兄们一同进去征战。
Until the end of the battle, then you will secure your inheritance in the east side of the river.
直到征战的末了，那么你们可以回到约旦河东来承受这地为业。
Brothers and sisters, this shows us how we can receive.Our inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们，就告诉我们，我们如何来得我们的产业。
I already said we receive individually, but not independently.
我已经说过了，我们是个别的得产业，但不是独立的得产业。
We need to fight together with brothers and sisters. In other words, in the body of Christ together.
我们必须与弟兄姊妹们一同来征战。换句话说，就是在身体里面来征战。
Matter of fact.If you are not in the reality of the body of Christ, you will never meet any enemies at all.
事实上，如果我们不是在身体的里头，我们不会遇见仇敌的。
Because the enemy is not interested in you.
因为仇敌对你没有兴趣。
You are, who are you?
你是谁？
But if you are in the body of Christ,
但是如果你在基督身体，
then the enemy will attack.
那仇敌就要攻击你。
Any attack came upon An individual is because of the body.
每一个征战临到个人都是因着身体。
Because the body is one with the head.
因为身体与头原为一。
So if we are going to receive the inheritance,
所以如果我们要得产业，
we need to find and to be associated with brothers and sisters in the reality of the body of Christ.
我们就必须与亲爱的弟兄姊妹们在身体里面实际的联合并且有关系。
And that is how we receive inheritance.
这就是我们得产业的方法。
Then the fourth point in how we receive the inheritance.
关于如何得产业的第四个点是
In number 34,
在民数记第34章
verse 16-17a,
第16、17、18节
here, and Jehovah spoke to Moses saying, these are the names of the men who shall divide the land unto you.
耶和华晓谕摩西说要给你们分地为业的之人的名字是
and verse 29, these are they whom Jehovah commanded to distribute to the children of Israel their inheritance in the land of Canaan.
这些人就是耶和华所吩咐在迦南地把产业分给以色列人的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a new leaders of the second generation.
弟兄姊妹们，这些是在第二代当中的新的领袖。
These are the people who will divide the land unto the people of Israel.
这些人乃是要将产业分给以色列人的。
Who are they?
他们是谁呢？
They know the will of God.
他们认识神的旨意。
And they will do according to God's will.
他们也要按着神的旨意而行。
And so they are able to equip and perfect their brothers.
所以他们就知道如何来装备并且来成全他们的弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister, that is the one who divide the land.
这些人就是来分产业给百姓的。
So in our service in the house of God,
弟兄姊妹，所以我们在神家中的侍奉。
We want to help others to grow in Christ.
我们要帮助其他的弟兄姊妹在基督里成长。
Help others to grow into maturity, so the body of Christ, the function will be manifested.
来帮助其他人能够长大成熟，所以整个基督的身体能够进功用。
This is how they receive the land once they entered into Canaan.
就是他们进了迦南地之后如何来得地业。
I will rush in 3 minutes.
我
the last session,
最后一个部分。
How can they dwell in that land?
他们如何在这个地来生活
？God also instructed.
神也这样的指示他们。
In chapter 28 to 29,
在第28到29章里头
talks about the life of offering,
讲到献祭的生活。
Not only daily, in the morning and the evening,
不仅是每一天早晨和黄昏，
but also every Sabbath day,
而且每一个安息日。
Not only every Sabbath day, every beginning of a month,
不仅是每个安息日，而且是每个月的月朔。
First day of the month,
这是每个月的第一天。
And then three feasts around the year,
还有一年三次的节期。
Brothers and sisters, one very significant thing in these two chapters,
在这两章圣经中间的非常重要的点是
is they bring offerings on the altar.
他们乃是把这个献的祭物带到祭坛上。
I call it the secret of living or abide in Christ.
我称这个叫做住在基督里的秘诀。
Only we know this secret and we exercise it every day.
只有当我们认识这个秘诀，并且每天来操练它的时候
，then the life of Christ will grow within us.
那么基督的生命将在我们里面成长。
What is the secret?
那这个秘诀是什么？
That is every morning and every evening we consecrate ourselves to our Lord.
就是每天的早晨和黄昏，我们把自己再一次献给神。
This is a very fundamental, very basic, and it's a must.
这是非常基要、非常基本，也是必须的。
So the fire of the Holy Spirit will continually burning.On the altar.
所以圣灵的火就会不断地在祭坛上来焚烧。
And because of this continuous daily offering,
因着这个持续的每天的献祭，
then all the other expressions of experiencing the Lord will follow naturally.
所有我们把基督活出表现出来的就会跟随而来。
And how do we consecrate ourselves?
那我们如何把自己奉献给主呢？
We come to the Lord.
我们来到主的跟前。
We acknowledge him.
我们承认他。
We learn to give thanks for him.
我们学习来向他感恩。
You don't need to have a specific thing to give thanks.
你不需要
in your personal issues.
你不需要因着特别的事件而来向神感恩。
But one thing with your believing heart.
只有一件事，借着你的信心。
We give thanks for his dying for me.
我们来为他为我而死感恩。
For he sent the Holy Spirit live in me.
为他把圣灵差来住在我里面感恩。
And also we give praise accordingly.
好，而且我们因此来赞美他。
And in his love, we tell the Lord, I offer up myself to you.
那么在主的爱中我们就跟主说我把自己奉献给你
Lord I am yours
主啊我是你的
You fill me with yourself
你把你自己充满我
And guide me in every little minute thing in my daily walk
在我每天的行程中的每件小事上你来指示我
If you have this exercise
如果你有这样的操练
Then the Holy Spirit will arrange situations for you to execute your will
那么圣灵就会安排一些事物让你来操练来实行你的愿望
For instance
举例来说
If you are a student
如果你是个学生
You still live with your parents
你还跟父母同住
And sometimes in the morning
那么有些时候在早晨
You were late a little bit
啊，你可能有点迟了
And your mom prepared everything and chased after you eat breakfast before you go
那你的母亲就准备了好多东西然后追着你说来吃一些东西才走吧
Have you had this experience?
你有没有这样的经历呢
When I was young
当我还年轻的时候
I experienced this a lot
我常常经历这个
Sometimes I was so late My mom just run after me And give me my lunchbox
我已经很迟了可是我的母亲就一直追着我就要把那个午餐便当给我
And on the bus The Lord spoke to me Tomorrow Don't do this
那第二在巴士上的时候圣灵就告诉我说明天你不要再这样做了
I'll wake you up earlier
啊，我会早点叫醒你
And you go to bed earlier tonight
而且你今天晚上就得早点上床
That is consecrate yourself
那就是奉献自己
It's not just a will in heart
那不仅仅是你心中的一个愿望
But also execute it out in your conduct
而且乃是在你的行为上来实行它
If youcare to follow the Holy Spirit.
如果你在意来跟随圣灵的话
then you find Christ, the joy, the heavenly joy, increase in you.
你就会发现基督喜乐就在你里面增加了。
That's the way to enjoy your inheritance.
就是我们来享受产业的一个方式。
Brothers and sisters, that's the first thing.
弟兄姊妹，这是第一件事。
Then the second thing.
那么第二件。
In chapter 30.
在第三十章
talks about when a woman vowed a vow at home
就当女人在家中许愿的时候
she is a young girl hasn't been married yet
如果她是一个年轻尚未出嫁的女子
and her father heard her vow and agreed with her
如果她的父亲听见她的愿而且同意了
then that vow will establish before God
那么这个愿在神的面前就被悦纳。
But if her father disagree and override her,
如果他的父亲不同意，把他这个愿望否决了
，then she will give up his vow.
那么他就要放弃这个愿望。
Live according to his father's will.
啊，按着他父亲的愿望来活着。
Why is this?
为什么是这样呢
？God is teaching when we enter into Christ.
神乃是教导我们说，当我们进入基督里。
We have different roles to play.
我们有不同的角色要扮演。
Women, sisters, you play like a woman, like a sister.
女人、姊妹就要扮演像姊妹的角色。
Man, husband, or father, you play the role as a father, as a husband.
男人、丈夫、父亲就要活出你男人、丈夫、父亲当有的角色。
But today you see the worldly view. All the roles are so blurry, so vague.
但是你今天看在世界里头所有的角色都是模糊不清的
So hairstyle There's a neutral hairstyle、
啊、所以
You don't know he's a man or she's a woman by look from behind
所以你光看他的发型呢你不认不出他到底是男人还是个女人
That's the world system
这是世界系统
But in Christ
在基督里
Man has a role to play to show forth Christ
男人有一个角色要扮演，就是要把基督彰显出来。
And woman has a role to play to show forth the church.
而姊妹们呢，是一个角色要扮演，就是把教会表现出来。
And we are all under the sovereign authority of God the Father.
啊，我们都一同在父他的 神圣的主权之下。
Because of this understanding,
因着这样的认识。
Because we submit to the Lord to play the role He assigned me to play,
因着我们顺服主，我们来扮演他指定我们的角色。
We will receive blessings in Christ,
我们就会接得着在基督里面的祝福。
Then we come to Numbers chapter 31.
那么再来到第民数记第31章
That one thing,
有一件事
When Apostle John wrote his epistles
就当使徒约翰写他的书信的时候
In the last sentence of his first epistle
在他的第一卷书信的最后一句话
He said, Children, keep yourselves from idols
他说小子们啊你们要远避偶像
When we enter into that land, promised land, then you will face all temptations, all attacks from the spiritual realm.
当你们进入迦南地的时候你将会遇见在属灵境界里面所有一些的攻击仇敌的势力。
And those, the purpose of these attacks and the schemes is to grab the worship that belongs to God and our Lord Jesus. And we offer itto so-called nominal, but it's idol.
而这些攻击和诡计的目的乃是要把我们从对这位独一真神的敬拜带来拜那些他们的偶像。
For the sake of time, I won't elaborate.
为了时间的缘故我就不加以细说。
But this is very, very subtle and very, very important.
但是这些呢乃是非常微妙而且是非常重要的。
Only the oneWho has a heart like Phinehas, the son of Eleazar?
只有像腓尼哈，就是以利亚撒的儿子那种的灵。
He has the jealousy of our God the Father.
他有我们父祭血的灵。
He wants to keep the camp, the Israel camp, clean.
他要维系以色列营整个的洁净。
So he stopped that plague.
所以他就把那个瘟疫止息了。
Then.In chapter 35,
然后到了第三十五章
chapter 35, we see the city of the Levites.
我们看见了利未人的城
They have no portion of land as their inheritance.
他们在迦南地没有自己的产业
But the 12 tribes will give them 48 cities.
但是其他的十二个支派会给他们四十
八座城，
四十八座城
，with the suburb surround the city，
还有城的郊野。
And God separated six cities out of the 48 as the city of refuge。
而神就从这四十八个座城中间指定了六座作为逃城。
I think all of us we like the city of refuge.
我相信我们每个人都喜欢逃城
Because oftentimes we made mistakes and hurt people inadvertently.
有很多时候我们是无心的去伤害了别人。
And we don't know how to deal with it.
我们又不
apologize won't affect.
我们又不知道如何做好像光道歉还无济于事。
The only way is to hide in the city of refuge.
那么唯一的方法就是被藏就是去藏在逃城
Why is city of refuge?
为什么要有逃城呢
Because that has something to do to keep the inheritance.
因为这跟得产业有关系
Because our God, He's a God of loving kindness.
因为我们的神乃是慈爱的神
But also He's a God of righteousness.
他也是公义的神
He wouldn't allow any unrighteousness thing to stain, to pollute,His land,
因为他不容许任何不义的事情来玷污他的地。
So in this passage,
所以在这段经文里
35:29,
三十五章第二十九节
And this shall be unto you a statute of right throughout your generations in all your dwellings.
这在你们一切的住处要做你们世世代代的律例典章。
And in the Chinese version,doesn't translate that word right.
在中文圣经里面没有把这个权利
不是公义的典章。
这里没有把公义这两个字讲出来
but,
所以应该是公义的典章。
To maintain the righteousness of the land.
啊，这是为了维系整个迦南地的公义。
And in 34, verse 34, it says, "And ye shall not defile the land that ye inherit, in the midst whereof I dwell, for I am Jehovah who dwell in the midst of the children of Israel."
第三四节说，你们不可玷污所住之地，就是我住在其中之地，因为我耶和华住在以色列人中间。
This is something very profound.
这是啊非常紧要的，
深奥的，
非常深奥的。
Our God is a loving kind, God of loving kindness.
我们的神乃是慈爱的神。
But He is also a God of truth.
他而且他也是真理的神。
So in Psalm 85, verse 10, it says, "Loving kindness and truth are met together." Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
所以在诗篇第三十五篇啊，第二十五篇，
八十五篇
啊，八十五
第十节，
八十五篇第十节里面这样说：
慈爱和诚实相遇，
慈爱和诚实彼此相遇，公义和平安彼此相亲。
In Psalm 89,
诗篇第八十九篇。
Verse 14,
第十四节
it says, "Righteousness and judgment are the foundation of thy throne."
公义和公平是你宝座的根基。
Loving kindness and truth go before thy face.
慈爱和诚实行在你前面。
Oftentimes, we God's people, we stress grace.Quite often,
啊，作为神的儿女，我们常常是特别强调恩典。
We stress the love of God quite often.
哦，我们常常就是强调神的慈爱。
To the point we neglect God's righteousness.
到了一个地步，我们却忽略了神的公义一面。
So there's an injustice among God's people, and we don't see it.
所以在神的百姓中间就有了。不公义的事情，
不公平
的事情。
Brothers and sisters, that pollute the land.
而这样的事情会叫地的被玷污。
That will cause us be spilled out from this the inheritance we received.
这会叫我们从我们应当得为业的地被吐出去。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn this lesson.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要学这样的功课。
And lastly,
最后
，Chapter 36。
第三十六章
How to keep our inheritance.
我们如何持守产业
It still has something to do with daughters who received a portion of inheritance.
这跟刚才我们所提到的那些女儿们她们得产业有关系
Literally speaking,
按着字面来说
So marriage has something to do with inheritance.
我们的婚姻跟我们得产业是有关系的
They have to marry within their tribes.
这些女子们她们得了产业之后必须跟同族的人结婚
In other words, to keep their pedigree pure
那么换一句话说就是要维持她们的
血统纯正
她们的血统的纯正
Brothers and sisters, that is this life we receive from the Lord cannot be mingled with any other life
这是告诉我们说我们从族所得的生命不可以与其他的生命相混
掺杂
掺杂
That will cause us lose inheritance.
这样的掺杂会叫我们失去产业。
May the Lord bless His word.
愿主祝福他的话语。
And I'm really thankful, God's mercy.
我真是为着神的怜悯感谢他。
And for the patience of brothers and sisters.
也为着弟兄姊妹的
And all your support,
的耐心感谢你们。
Shall we pray?
愿我们祷告。
Our dear Lord, we thank you.
哦，亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Our whole being, our spirit bow down before you.
我们全人，我们的灵在你面前俯伏下拜。
Although we are so unworthy,
虽然我们是如此的不配
，so undeserving,
虽然如此的不堪不值
，but yet, Lord, you saved us.
但是主啊，你救了我们。
Not only out of the power of the darkness,
不仅是从黑暗的权势中救了我们。
Not only save us into the kingdom of your light.
啊，不仅是把我们救到你光明的国度中。
But you have portioned us out an inheritance in you.
并且你为我们预定的产业在你里边。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主
，and you yourself lead us all the way.
当你亲自一路带领我们的时候，
And may we have a spirit that we submit ourselves to you.
愿我们有一个向你降服的灵，
And we have a soft heart before you.
我们有个柔软的心在你面前，
Teachable ear and heart before you.
是有一个肯能受教能够肯听的肯听的耳朵。
So we will follow you no matter where you lead us.
以至于我们能够说你无论带我们往哪里去我们都跟随你。
Lord, it's not because we are able.
主啊并不是因为我们能。
It's not because we are strong.
并不是我们强壮。
Nor we are better than anyone else.
更不是我们比其他人更好。
But it's all your loving kindness and your wisdom.
乃是都因着你的慈爱 和智慧。
You will bring us up.
你要把我们领上去。
And make us fit for your inheritance.
你要使我们能够配得你的产业。
We give our thanks to you.
主我们把我们深处的感谢献给你。
Lord, we thank you for this 2 days your presence.
主我们为着这两天你与我们同在感谢你。
May you bless your word.
愿你祝福你的话语。
And bless your church.
祝福你的教会
Lead us all the way unto your land.
一路指领我们进到你的迦南美地
We worship you.
我们敬拜你
In the name of our Lord Jesus, I pray.
在我们主耶稣基督的名里祷告
Amen.